This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 27, 2017. Sean Horgan writes in today's Gloucester Times, the New England Fishery Management Council on Tuesday did not appear to have much interest in limiting future access to the whiting fishery that includes Ipswich Bay. Rather than endorsing the proposal to limit access as the preferred alternative, the council voted 10-7 to state that its preferred action actually is no action on restricting access to the whiting fishery. It's a victory of sorts, Fisherman Al Catone is quoted as saying. He is the executive director of the city's Fisheries Commission. The proposal, City of Gloucester that is, the proposal developed by the council's Whiting Committee during the formation of proposed Amendment 22 still will include the option of limiting access when it goes out to public comment at some point this winter. But it will not carry the influential imprint of standing as the council's preferred alternative. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Sean Horgan. The Ipswich River Watershed Association is sorting out some new concerns. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, Mary Marcos writes on today's front page of the Salem News that after more than a decade of helping develop a new permit to improve water quality all across the state, officials at the Ipswich River Watershed Association were ready to roll up their sleeves and go to work with local cities and towns. But now, instead, they find themselves part of a lawsuit against environmental regulators. Just days before the new permit was supposed to go into effect in July, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced that it was imposing a one-year delay in light of lawsuits that had been filed by several municipalities and organizations, challenging the agency's authority under the Clean Water Act to expand the existing 2003 permit. On Friday, the Massachusetts Rivers Alliance and nine watershed groups from across Massachusetts, including the Ipswich River Group and one from the Merrimack River area, filed suit in federal court in Boston asking the court to vacate the EPA delay. Quote, the EPA pulled the rug out from under the state's pollution control efforts by announcing this delay 2 days before the effective date, said Julia Blatt, executive director of Mass Rivers, the lead plaintiff. Wayne Castengay, the executive director of the Ipswich River Watershed Association, said his group and the 21 cities and towns within the local watershed have been working collaboratively on this permit for more than 10 years and thought it was ready to go. Quote, I think that's why the Rivers Alliance took the action that they did, Castengay said. I think the environmental community was disappointed that the EPA suddenly and without notice and at the last minute issued a delay in that permit becoming effective. The permit requires towns to create a stormwater management plan and directs them to map their stormwater collection systems, monitor outfall pipes, and prioritize cleanup of the most pressing problems, including discharge via storm drains of untreated sewage into nearby waterways. The permit also requires public outreach, stormwater recharge, and sound local management practices such as storm drain cleaning and street sweeping. More on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, the new streetlights are in, trees are planted, and Rantoul Street in Beverly is finally looking less like a construction zone and more like a smoother and more attractive version of its former self. But the driving headaches are not over yet. This week is particularly challenging as crews tackle the final coat of paving around the Gloucester Crossing intersection and a busy portion of Elliott Street that branches off Rantoul. The entire length of the project will have a final paving before snow falls. Some finishing work, landscaping, installing signs, painting crosswalks, may be completed in the spring of next year. Tuesday was not the easiest for those trying to get downtown. Mike Collins, the city's Public Services and Engineering Commissioner, called it one of those days where there's no great way to detour it. The work included paving south of the Gloucester Crossing intersection toward Rite Aid and the Lenox Street intersection on Cabot Street. Only one lane was open during the work and traffic was detoured onto Beckford Street. More on the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, protesters have camped out at the site of a luxury waterfront development on the Linway, demanding affordable units be built as part of the $80 million project. Isaac Simon Hodes, a member of Lynn United for Change and Advocacy Group, is quoted as saying, There's a housing affordability crisis in Lynn. We're hearing more and more people can't find a decent, affordable place to live, while longtime residents are getting pushed out of the city as rents skyrocket. Eric Loth, managing director of Minco Development, the North Andover developer of the project, who was unaware of the campout until contacted by the item, said he met with the protesters last year, but was unable to reach an agreement. He's quoted as saying, "We agree, there's a housing crisis in Lynn." The protest, about a dozen strong, started Monday night and was expected to end Tuesday evening. Construction is expected to start next spring on the 14-acre site that was once the home for Beacon Chevrolet. The project is expected to include 348 apartments in two buildings with rents in the $2,000 range. More on the story in today's Item Live, story written by Thomas Grillo. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.